Good evening, everybody, and welcome. This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Pacific Ocean meridians. I'm Carol Filmer, and this meditation is being presented on March the 20th. Our presenter next week will be either Karen Stevenson or Jane Scarrett. So now we'll begin. Please visualize the Pacific Ocean. It is a part of one organism, the ocean of Earth. It extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Southern Ocean, or, depending on definition, to Antarctica in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and the Americas in the east. At 64 million square miles in area, this largest division of the world ocean, and in turn the hydrosphere, covers about 46% of the Earth's water surface and about one-third of its total surface area, making it larger than all of the Earth's land's area combined. Giuliano said that we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. Ocean currents flow for great distances and together create the global conveyor belt, which plays a dominant role in determining the climate of many of the Earth's regions. More specifically, ocean currents influence the temperature of the regions through which they travel. The core program for the planetary species, humans, is within the center of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings like yourself go into the center of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a higher divine force present, such as a crystal, you can then implement a change in the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism environment. The crystal activates powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program will become activated. At this point, when we are working with crystal energy field and going to the center of the Earth, it is an excellent opportunity to program a harmonization energy into the Pacific Ocean meridians that can be radiated to all parts of the Pacific Ocean. The ocean will feel the source of this harmony. It is our intention to place affirmations into four crystals, and we ask that they are placed in the Pacific Ocean current flows and meridians. To create and maintain harmony and balance in those meridian flows and the meridian flows of the ocean of the Earth. So in order to prepare ourselves for this meditation, we will begin by chanting Kadosh Kadosh Adonai Tzeveyot three times. So please join me in chanting this out loud as this recording is muted. Kadosh 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 Adonai Tzeveyot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzeveot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai. Sanat Kumara to this meditation, and we link our energy with him. We ask the etheric crystal of Volcan Paus, Costa Rica, to rise and join us. This crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies in the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal at Lago Puella, Argentina, to also rise and join us. This crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystems and powerfully activates the planetary feed loop system. We welcome the crystal from Serra da Bacana in Brazil, so the fifth dimension can interact with the third dimension. And finally, the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to raise the vibration and accelerate the healing and harmonization in the ocean. Let us bring our thoughts into unity with these four crystals. There is a core vibration in the center of the earth. We feel ourselves drop in a very pleasant way to the center of the earth. This is not the center as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is a spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to the many cores in the universe. It is connected to the central sun. So as we are in this core, imagine you are in a bubble. It is a huge ball, and we can look out and see the center of the earth as well, the molten lava, and other energies that are there. We also understand that at the same time, we are protected in our bubble. Focus as I, Sanat Kumara, chant the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature, the word Shalom. And I, Sanat Kumara, will chant this into the crystals. Shalom. Kumara connect a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the Earth to the starship Athena, activating and causing a huge energy input of the spiritual harmony in the core of the Earth. Allow and activate this energy to spread through all the veins and ley lines and meridians of the Pacific Ocean, an ocean network. Just sink into the earth. Our sinking into the earth as we're doing this exercise is creating wonderful harmony into the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism. The grid lines and energetic flows are connecting now to the fifth dimensional earth. And all the ocean meridians are filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. We increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible. And we remember, the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals, so they can synchronize their thoughts and healing energy with ours. So we'll begin our affirmations to the ocean now. ocean, we are aware that you are a unified organism on the earth. We at this time are connecting telepathically with you, the ocean of the earth. We are able to communicate with you and interact with you, ocean of the earth. We recognize the sacredness of you as a living organism on the earth. We recognize your sacredness as one organism on the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Ocean of the earth, we love you. Receive our love now. Blessed are you, ocean of the earth. Ocean of the earth, we compliment your abilities as an organism to rebalance yourself and to keep this biosphere in harmony and intact. Ocean of the earth, we bring the light of the Arcturians into your spiritual realm. Ocean of the earth, we accept our role as planetary healers and guardians of your spiritual light. From our hearts, ocean of the earth, we sing to you and we pray with you now. The intersection of light is now on your surface. We send healings to you throughout the whole surface, throughout all of your oceans, all of the skies around you, and through all of the great rivers and streams. Ocean of the earth, we pray that you are intact, and that you and your spirit will open to the energies from the galaxies that are coming in, and they will activate you, and that you will be brought into alignment so that you can hold more of the fifth dimensional light. We are strong, and we are proud planetary healers and warriors to be able to download a new energy of balance into your subconsciousness and ours. Ocean of the Earth, that quantum energy is based on the interaction and the telepathic communication of humankind to you as a spirit. In deep gratitude, Ocean of the Earth, we end our prayer to you. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy going through the crystal energy travels all around the Pacific and ocean organism, interacting telepathically with all the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for the ocean. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all of the other places that are in need. And a new balance is created now and will have a very powerful effect now. We thank Sanat Kumara for his assistance and support. We thank the four crystals for their help, and they return now with the help of the Arcturians to their positions on the planet. Now you yourselves rise out of the core of the earth. Just as you breathe in and breathe out, find yourself being lifted up from the center back into the room where you began. I, Sanat Kumara, activate harmonization of all current flows in the Pacific and ocean organism, bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance. The knowledge that spiritual activity can affect planetary processes is coming to the consciousness of many beings now. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.